Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to third for the out. Klugman moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Klugman moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-1, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Williams moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spurgeon bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klugman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. Lamott moves to second. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Danforth bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Danforth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Jacobson picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Jacobson. Jameson moves to third. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Danforth bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to second. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Luther Roy now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamott scores. Robertson moves to second. It's Browns, 5, Indians, 5. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Robertson scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to home to get Sisler. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Luther Roy. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamott. Jameson moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Lee moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lamott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rego moves to second. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Danforth hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a fly ball for an out. Rego moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. McManus reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rego hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.